Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just after 3 o'clock on another murky pre-summer day here in the Commonwealth, you are listening to WEEI Afternoons on New England Sports Original, 93.7 FM, WEEI, WEEI, and WEEI.com, and of course the Odyssey app as well. Dan Ball alongside your old pal Nick Fitzy-Stevens and joining the program as he does 4 out of 5 days, which is what dentists often recommend. Ted Johnson in studio. What's
hey,
up, Big
boys.
Ted?
It's good to see you guys. I missed you. Had a good weekend, but it's good to be back. There's a lot going on while I was away, so I'm eager to dive in and give my thoughts on it.
I was going to say, a lot happened over Father's Day weekend.
Sure did.
You were probably keeping notes like, all right, I want to talk about this.
We're going to get into this.
That's usually what I do. I just, a thought comes in, I put it in my phone so I don't forget. So I'm ready to go when it's time to work.
Yeah, I had to probably put in an extra SD card over the weekend because there's a lot to get into as well. We're readying some audio for 3-point stance, which we'll get into in a second. But let me just grab a quick call, Ted, before the show carries on. Bill is in the car, wants to add a thought on Rafael Devers. Bill, go get him. All right, that's the button that makes you talk. There he is. Hi, Bill, what's up?
I think this whole mess was made unnecessary by a decision that was flawed in the off season. That flaw was that Bregman was a significantly better third baseman than Rafael Devers.
Yes,
sir. Check the stats for last year. Devers had 12 errors. Bregman had 10, playing the same position, approximately the same number of games. It suggests that they shouldn't have made that trade, stuck with Devers at third base. His career projection was that he'd been improved every year defensively, and they could use the $40 million that they spent on Devers on another first-line starter.
Well, thanks for the call, Bill.
Hard to get on board with that.
Agree to disagree?
It's just, look, I get it. They played the same position, but I would argue over the careers of the two players, Alex Bregman is a much better fielder and third baseman than Rafi is. And also, Alex brings a right-handed power bat, and he also brings leadership, Dan. So I heard a couple people like blaming Alex Bregman being here as the problem with Rafi. That, to me, seems ridiculous.
I mean, they're connected in that I think it was the management's handling of the Bregman signing had something to do with where we are right now. But I've heard that same argument about, there were only two more errors. Since Rafael Devers got in the league, he is statistically speaking the worst infielder in baseball in terms of defensive runs saved. He is a minus in terms of just his ability to field the position compared to an average third baseman or an average infielder compared to everybody else in baseball.
Julio Lugo-esque.
I'd take it a step worse. Whatever Alex Gonzalez was in 2006, Rafael Devers has not been since he came into the league. It's numerically true. And eye test true. I mean, come on. Are we really playing revisionist history of Rafael Devers at third base? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, it's hard to figure out what are the masses. Are they happy about this? Are they not happy about this? Are they're happy, but they're not happy how it was handled? I feel like people are kind of going back and forth and don't really know exactly how they feel about it. I mean, I get it. It's the team's playing good, and you let him go at the wrong time. But you also, I feel like, needed to let him go for validated reasons too. It seems like people are on both sides and don't really know how to square this up. I think the proof will be in the pudding. How does the team respond with him gone? It's been one game. They responded well. We'll see. But my biggest problem, just real quick before we get into 3-point, is I would question is just the timing. Could you have maybe had him on the roster a little bit longer? The trade deadline is in about 6 weeks. Could you get 6 weeks out of him a little bit and then trade him you can help your win column? I don't know. Maybe it was just untenable at this point, and they said that he was. You know, it wasn't value add. Behind the scenes, what was going on just wasn't worth the bat in the lineup.
Yeah. Were you more perturbed by the timing, the yield, or both?
The yield, I didn't have as much of an issue with, partly because they're paying full freight for his contract. Mm-hmm. It was more about the timing. I just, you know, I wish they could have maybe held on to him a little bit longer, got more out of him. Again, before the trade deadline, and then maybe dumped him. But, again, maybe it was just – it started – there's just a lot of people that cover the team that are starting to say things behind the scenes were getting pretty bad. And so I think it forced their hand. I think he forced their hand. He made it in such a way that they had to act now and couldn't wait.
Under the advisement of HR, it almost sounds like Craig Breslow said it the way that he said it to Greg Hill this morning. Well, things were reaching a point where we felt like we needed to make this deal and we didn't want to let anything else happen. Vis-a-vis, he was a bigger pain in the ass behind the scenes than you guys realized.
Yep.
And we have the development of three potential superstars that are our future at Fenway here. And we're not going to have this guy come in and poison the water.
And I will tell you this, the rationale for him poisoning the water and impacting the young players, I am 100% on board with that. Like, that to me is a very valid a reason to part ways with Rafi.
Is that something you ever witnessed in a football locker room without using names? Veterans that may not set the best example for young up and coming players?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And especially, you know, and that's what I worry about with the Steph Diggs. You worry about a guy, and it's a player that's an accomplished player that the guys respect the player's game, but the leadership isn't where it needs to be. And, yeah, young players look up to the older players, and the older players in each position group set the tone. And so it's a big deal when you're trying to run a team to create a dynamic where everybody is pulling in the same direction. You have to have that if you're going to be successful.
And just from the outside, I know we got to get to the 3-point stance. It did kind of feel like you had a group of leaders, guys like Jaren Duran, Trevor Story, who, I mean, whatever you want to say about the skill or their performance, they're gonna give you everything they have when they're healthy and out on the field. You have that group. You have a bunch of young kids who are just trying to figure it out on the fly. And then you kind of have Rafael Devers over here in column C with nobody really in that same group of highly paid, been around for a while. We just kind of ignore the personality because of the skill. He really did kind of feel like he was on a bit of an island on this year's team. And I think the acquisition of Bregman really furthered that this year.
Yeah, it feels like it, certainly. Yeah. And so it is amazing that they came to this point in a so fast. I mean, because it wasn't like in the 9 years that Rafi was here, were we talking for the first 8 years that he was an issue, a malcontent behind the scenes, or did it just happen this off season? It felt like all of a sudden this off season we really fully can understand what Rafi was about. And I guess it was a strong enough impression that they decided they needed to cut bait sooner rather than later.
I bet you we will probably hear about that soon in a little newspaper we like to call the Boston Globe.
God, I hope so.
That would just be my guess. And by the way, in terms of the previous caller saying Devers was just as good a fielder as Alex Bregman, and by the way, Alex Bregman is having a career offensive year before he hurt his quad, and I expect him to come back and continue to rake at Fenway and on these Sox. Just about a 980 career fielding percentage for Bregman at third base, Ted, for Rafael Devers, about 930. That's a 50-point difference. That's pretty significant, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. You have,
that is atrocious.
You have Alex Bregman just last year won the Gold Glove Award.
Well, Andy Hart will tell you Gold Glove, Smold Glove. Like he said, you know, Willie Abreu won it last year.
Oh,
it
doesn't matter.
Okay. No, it didn't matter.
Well, then if Dan said it that way, then I recant what I just said. Then.
Yes.
That it's no big deal.
Yes. Wait, Andy said.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Andy. Oh, sorry.
I tried to support Willie Abreu with his defensive prowess and was immediately told, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about. 617-7, yeah. And then we went right to break. Anyways.
All right. Hilarious. Hey, you know what, guys? We've got three other things we want to talk about today. We got three hosts in the studio. Let's do some three-point stands.
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's three-point stance, which is brought to you, as always, by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or been hurt by your favorite baseball team, you got to get Glassman. You can do that by calling all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories, and we can say plural today because at least the Devers trade has aged a bit in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will react and debate each and every one. Our order for today is Nick Fitzy-Stevens, then myself, Dan Ball, and then Ted Johnson. Fitzy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
Why not?
All right, Stiz, let's give him 60 seconds on the clock, which begin right now.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tick, tick, tick.
That's right. This is part of my three-point stance. No, I like doing a musical beginning, Ted. Yesterday, I kicked off with Sound of Music, So Long, Farewell, Vito Sane. Today, it's Let It Go. Because you know what, Red Sox fans, it is officially time to let it go. Stop. That's it. That's enough. We don't need to whine about Rafael Devers getting traded. We don't need to whine about the return. We don't need to whine about the way that it was done. We don't need to whine about when it was done. We don't need to whine about how much the Red Sox could or should have gotten. We don't need to right now necessarily worry or whine about how they may or may not spend the $251 million because a headache that was getting in the way of Alex Cora doing his job, a pain in the ass that was getting in the way of the development of some of the younger futures of Fenway that are now starting to do their job, and a nuisance that was making it difficult for this ball club to be likable is gone and someone else's problem. So please, for the love of God, let it go.
But it's so fun to whine.
I know, and we do it better here than anywhere else in the world. And it's taken me a long time to learn how to let things go that have been nagging at me for a while. But trust me, Ted, you should know this as well. you know, playing professional sports, you were only as good as your next play, not the play that you just made or didn't make. It's the old cornerbacks or quarterbacks mentality. You're only in control of your now, not your yesterday, not your 5 minutes ago. And the Red Sox themselves, as we heard from the players in the first hour, and Red Sox fans can only worry about tonight's game and what's to come and not, oh, why did it have to happen now? Don't take it personally. Just move on.
It sounds good in theory. You know, in a perfect world where it's, you know, rainbows and lollipops, that's how people would handle it. But fans are fans. A lot of people were big-time Rafi Devers fans. They bought his jersey. They supported him. And so to just tell them to let it go is, you know, I think a little bit naive, because there's going to be people that aren't going to be happy with it. And it's going to, a lot of people look at this trade as something bigger. It says something bigger about the organization and whether or not they want to, you know, support an organization that lets go of its star players. So
it's
I hear you. I hear you. But yeah, it is, I mean, so some people are going to look at it and be like, I'm not going to let it go just yet. I got to get this off my chest, and I got to let the organization know how I feel about this.
I appreciate the pattern of behavior thing, and Dan, to get to yours in one quick sec, but I want to ask one follow-up question, Ted.
No rush, by the way. Hosts usually jump over this. That's kind of your gig.
Were people really
There's
that
a pattern.
Big? speaking of patterns, were people really that big a Rafael Devers fan, or were you a fan of Devers because he was the closest thing to a superstar on a team lacking stars over the last couple of years?
I think it's kind of what, to Stiz's point, where it's almost like there's a pattern of letting go of homegrown superstars. And it says more about the organization maybe than missing, you know, their, you know, a player like Rafi, because I don't think people were fully invested in Rafi, because let's face it, his personality I don't think it connected with the fans.
Yep.
But people like the way he hit and his superstar nature on the team, and so I think people are more have angst towards the. Not Rafi, but the organization.
Good. Some of his home runs looked like David Ortiz's, but he certainly was no Big Poppy.
Unfortunately, Dan Ball, not.
Thank you. I rest my case.
Okay. Case is rested, which is a very appropriate phrase for today, given what else is going on around us.
Read the room, Dan.
Oh, but on we go to mine. Stiz, may I have 60 seconds, please?
You may, Dan.
All right, I will pivot over to my other sports love, which is hockey. Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight. Florida Panthers have the chance to repeat as Stanley Cup champions, taking on the Edmonton Oilers at home. But a key difference in their run to the Stanley Cup Finals this year versus last year, a guy who I think has a very good chance to win the Conn Smythe, assuming that Florida is able to win one out of the next two games, that is Brad Marchand. And as much as the divorce between Marchand and the Bruins, which is kind of ironic given what we just experienced on Sunday, was painful, and it signified the end of an era for Marchand and the Bruins. I was a fan of the trade when it was made, and I'm a fan of Brad Marchand tonight. I do hope he's able to come through and win. I hope he is able to win the Conn Smythe, and I hope you will as well, because he gave so much to the franchise when he was here. He was a cup champion while he was here. He was a captain while he was here, and he also gave a lot in terms of the money that he left on the table to sign a long-term extension to be a part of a core as they tried to win 2018, 2019, and on. So I hope he's able to win tonight. I hope he cashes in after giving the Bruins some good deals in years past in free agency after this year is done, and as much as I like Connor McDavid, I am rooting for the individual Brad Marchand.
That's interesting. Very, very interesting. Because I let me ask you this. You know what? You made a good case because I'm kind of on the fence. You almost pushed me to that your side of the yard. But do you want Brad Marchand to come back to the Bruins this summer when he becomes a free agent?
No.
At this point, yeah, I'm kind of out on it.
So you want him to win it, but not come bring him back. And I think that's where I'm at.
I think he's on to his next chapter, and I think the Bruins are as well. I think that you can both appreciate what you had when you had it and say, all right, go get your bag, try to chase a championship, be a hired gun. We talked about that term last week, and I'm fine with that for what he was able to bring.
Here's my favorite part. I can see Stiz through the window, the captain of the get out of here with this don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. He hates that stuff.
Rooting for the Florida Panthers. Unbelievable.
Did I say I was?
Unbelievable. Well, by proxy, indirectly.
No. I'm okay with him winning is how I would
acceptance, right? You're just it's a reality. The guy is playing his ass off right now.
And you know what, Stiz? Does it the way that Brad Marchand? Do you remember when he left here? Do you remember his overall mood and disposition?
Oh, he was crushed.
He was crushed, and that had an impact on me. I was like, okay, this guy really did love
Which is actually a funny juxtaposition, Ted, if you think about Devers. And we were talking earlier. Yeah. How does Devers' teammates feel? How does Devers feel? Thinking back now to Brad Marchand, completely different.
Very different. Yep, mm-hmm. yep.
All right. I know we got a couple minutes left, and then we'll get to our guy, Tim Healy. So, Ted, I ask you, welcome back, and are you ready?
I'm ready, Daniel.
All right. Your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right. So, I'm kind of fascinated by the NBA Finals, and maybe not necessarily what's going on the court, but off the court. A lot of stories about ESPN, just the people that cover the NBA, the TNT group, and the guys at ESPN. But Stephen A. Smith has got a little hair across his butt when it comes to Halliburton, right? Just calling him out, unbelievable. Stephen A. Smith had issues with LeBron, his son, earlier in the season. LeBron came at him, and so Stephen A. made himself the story there. Last night, he calls out Halliburton, who gets hurts his calf in the first half. Listen to what Stephen A. Smith said about Halliburton at halftime.
Halliburton has looked awful, and I'm glad he's injured. I'm not saying I'm glad he's injured, but I'm glad we got that as the rationale. You hate because you just don't. Well, you want to be nice all the time.
To be nice.
I'm not trying to be mean or whatever. Just being factual. He looks bad. He was not active. He was not aggressive. And now that we know that he's not healthy, I totally agree with Big Perk. What? Sit him down. Get him ready for Game 6 because he's a minus 16 on the floor. He ain't helping the team.
He is a hater. He's made himself the story in the NBA Finals. A lot of people. It's ever saying that about Stephen A. and the guys at ESPN. Pat McAfee is getting involved. Then you got the guys at TNT just kind of crapping all over these teams, not really putting the NBA in a good light. And so I find what's going on off the court in the NBA Finals almost as fascinating as what's going on the court.
Which is that's a shame because you've talked about time and again how great the X's and O's have been in this series for pure basketball fans. Do you think that's a directive that's coming from above those guys? Hey, we need something to be the talking point for this series, so we need you guys to be it. I would wonder maybe if it's coming
a
couple rungs up the ladder.
I feel like I've read somewhere that David Silver is not happy with kind of just the, you know, particularly the TNT guys really being very just critical of
yeah.
of you know, the players and how it's being played and so not giving the players on these teams credit. And so I would think that he would want those guys propping the guys up.
I'm sure he does. I'm saying your ESPN boss or your boss's boss is telling Stephen A. Smith, hey, man, I need you to create a soundbite so that we get some buzz.
You know what it is? I don't think so. What I read a fascinating article about the kind of the power brokers now at ESPN. They're not the higher ups. It's Stephen A. Smith and Pat McAfee. They are like... They're the top dogs at ESPN.
Oh yeah,
and then the Shannon Sharp stuff that's going on. They're basically turning a blind eye, and they're not getting involved. And so these guys, they create clicks, they bring money to their organization, and so now the power brokers aren't the front office folks. It's the on air personalities.
Interesting, Fitzy. One more word on this before we go to break.
No, I was going to say actually, if we could wrap 3-point stance because we want to get to Tim Healy as quickly as we can.
Well,
but there's definitely meat left on the bone with a couple of those that we should revisit later on in the show. Thank you, gentlemen. Excellent 3-point stance, Ted. Happy to have you back. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number to weigh in on the text line or a phone call. Coming up next, we have Tim Healy from the Boston Globe as we further explore the dysfunction and drama behind the Rafael Devers deal. But first, trending sports news brought to you courtesy of Dan Ball.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.